Today's scripture reading is from Romans chapter 14, verses 1 to 3, and Romans chapter 14, verse 14 through 15, verse 7.
今日的经文是来自罗马书第14章1至3节，同埋第十四章十五十四节开始到十五章嘅七节。
We'll read this responsively, first in English and then in Cantonese.
我哋会用启应方式，首先用英文读，再用广东话回应嘅读。
Romans 14:1. As for the one who is weak in faith, welcome him, but not to quarrel over opinions.
One person befooteth he eat anything, while the weak person eat only the vegetables.
Let not the one who eats despise the one who abstains, and let not the one who abstains pass judgment on the one who eats, for God has welcomed him.
I know and am persuaded in the law, Jesus, that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks is unclean.
For if your brother is grieved by what you eat, you are no longer walking in love. By what you eat, do not destroy the one for whom Christ died.
So do not let your as good be spoken as evil.
For the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit.
Whoever does serve Christ is acceptable to God and approved by man.
So then, let us pursue what makes for peace and for mutual upbuilding.
Do not for the sake of food destroy the work of God. Everything indeed is clean, but it is wrong for anyone who makes another stumble by what he eats.
It is good not to eat meat or drink wine or do anything that causes your brother to stumble.
The faith that you have keep between yourself and God. Blessed is the one who has no reason to pass judgment on himself for what be approved.
But whoever has doubts is condemned if he eats, because the eating is not from faith. For whatever does not proceed from faith is sin.
We who are strong have an obligation to bear with failing of the weak, and do not please ourselves.
Let each of us please his neighbor for his good, to build him up.
For Christ did not please himself, but as it is written, the reproach of those who reproach you fell on me.
For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures we might have hope.
May the God of the endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus.
That together you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And we'll read the last verse together.
Therefore welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God.
《罗马书》第十章第一节：信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为神已经收纳他了。 你若因食物叫弟兄忧愁，就不是按着爱人的道理行。基督已经替他死，你不可因你的食物叫他败坏。因为神的国不在乎吃喝，只在乎公义、和平并圣灵中的喜乐。 所以我们 务要追求和睦的事，与彼此建立德行的事。无论是吃肉是喝酒是什么别的事，叫弟兄跌倒，一概不作才好。若有疑心而吃的，就必有罪，因为他吃不是出于信心。凡不于出于信心的，都是罪。我们各人务要叫邻舍喜悦，使他得益处，建立德行。从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰，可以得着盼望。一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。我们一起读第十七节。你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
May God bless the reading and hearing of His word.
让神祝福读同埋听佢说话嘅人。
Pastor Wilson's sermon today is The Practicality of Christian Hope, Part 2.
程牧师所讲嘅道，今日嘅题目系基督徒指望的实际第二。
We are wrapping up our series on the letter to the Roman Christians.
咁我哋而家咧都係講緊就係喺羅馬書裏邊保羅去寫俾使徒嘅書信。
And if you were here 2 weeks ago, you would know from this text that Paul says, "In the Lord Jesus, no food is unclean."
咁如果你喺兩個禮拜前都喺度同我哋一齊聽嘅時候，保罗在那时候他说过，在耶稣基督主耶稣基督里面没有任何的食物是不洁净的。
And that's what both Jesus and the Apostle Paul taught the Christians in Rome.
那这个就是耶稣和保罗他当时是教导罗马里面的那些基督徒这样做。
Let me show you again from verse 14 if you don't mind. If you could hit the slide back to Romans 14:14 and you'll see that there.
咁如果我哋咧再睇一睇咧，喺羅馬書14:14嗰度，佢咁講。
I know and am persuaded in the Lord Jesus that nothing is unclean in itself, but it is unclean for anyone who thinks it unclean.
第十四節咁講，係我憑著主耶穌確知深信，凡物本來沒有不潔淨的，唯獨人以為不潔淨的，在他就不潔淨了。
See, Christ is the one who makes things clean, presentable to the living God.
耶稣基督就是那位将所有的事洁净了，将它摆到在父神面前的那位。
God the Son, Jesus, makes it clean through His blood and righteousness to God the Father.
神的儿子耶稣基督，他就是藉着他的血，将所有的东西都洁净过来在父神的面前。
Do you see the principle? No amount of performance, no matter how good you do in meeting that Old Testament clean, unclean law list of food, no performance, no regulation can make you clean.
在你看不看见就是说到，没有任何一个我们所做的事，或者没有任何我们所守的一些规条，是可以叫我们是洁净的。
And therefore, the clean food laws,in Leviticus and Deuteronomy, have been fulfilled in the person and work of Christ.
所以在利未记和在这个生命记里面他所说这些食物洁净的这些要求呢在耶稣基督里面 去成全了。
That's why today we don't follow them in any particular way anymore.
所以在今天我们不需要再守这些东西。
But there was a group of people, Christians in the church in Rome who thought otherwise.
但是呢有一班的基督徒 在罗马那个地方的一班的基督徒他们仍然不是这样想法
They just couldn't shake off the centuries of tradition that they followed
他们不能够摆脱他们守了成百年的这些这样的传统
And they still felt it was still wrong for Christians to eat these foods listed in Leviticus and Deuteronomy
咁佢哋仍然谂咧，基督徒咧，如果仲食咧喺利未记同埋生命记里边讲嘅呢啲唔洁净嘅食物嘅时候咧，系有问题嘅。
And this created much discord and strife within relationships in the church。
以致咧喺教会里边咧就产喺人同人嘅关系里边咧就产生好多嘅唔和谐同埋冲突啦。
Because these groups of Christians who thought that they were better.That they were more spiritual for doing that, but they were wrong.
And
as we saw last time, this relational issue was not a theological dispute.
咁我上次睇见呢啲人同人之间呢啲嘅关系，其实唔系喺神学里边嘅一啲嘅争议。
This problem was prompted by cultural differences.
这个问题是因为在文化上面的不同而引起的。
And so the Apostle Paul is urging Christians in the text to be shaped by the kindness and compassion of God.
以至保罗他就在这个经文里面去催逼这些基督徒，叫他们应该是受被神的那个恩慈和那个怜悯来到去塑造。
And if you've been with us over the months, you've seen how Paul has been expounding that truth throughout his letter, in chapters especially 1 through 11.
So, in the past, we've seen, especially from 1-11, Paul has been explaining this truth.
And Paul prays fervently. Beth, if you don't mind, chapter 15, verse 5, Paul prays fervently that the God of endurance and encouragement.Will give you, Christian, a what? Spirit of unity among yourselves.
所以保罗在十五章第五节嗰度，佢特别嘅讲到，佢点样好热切嘅祈祷，佢话：但愿赐忍耐安慰嘅神，叫你们彼此同心。
You know what Paul's praying for in that verse?
喺呢度，保罗去祈求一啲咩嘢咧？
The Apostle Paul is literally saying to think.The same amongst yourselves. Think the same.
他在这里叫他们，他说在你们中间，你们要有一个同心，是彼此想是一样的。
He hasn't said this for the first time. This is an echo of the language of thinking rightly under God's grace that he explained in chapter 12.
其实这个也是回应他在十二章里面他讲到的一样东西。
And he says this happens.Because you are in Christ Jesus.
他说为什么你们要彼此一起去有这个同一个心思呢？他说因为你们都在基督里面。
That's why if you're a Christian, you can think and you can live like Christ.
他说你们可以思想和你们可以过一个生活好像耶稣基督那样。
That is thinking as Jesus exemplified.
他说想耶稣基督就是你们的榜样
And living as Christ had lived
他过一个生活好像基督怎样过的生活
And behaving as Christ behaved Who did not please himself
过一个生活好像耶稣基督怎样表达出来的他不是要去取悦他自己
And the result is that With one heart and mouth You may glorify the GodOf our Lord Jesus Christ.
如果咁样做嘅时候，个结果就会系话你会系一心一口嘅去荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督嘅父。
Do you see what Paul's getting at here in through the dispute and the strife that this church in Rome was going through?
喺呢度，你睇唔睇见当罗马嘅呢教会，佢哋喺当中有呢个纷争嘅时候， 保罗佢要带出嘅系咩咧？
When groups of humanly incompatible people, you know, people that in the world you might not even give the time of day to, when those incompatible people are joined together praising God, the invisible God becomes visible.
喺呢度，保罗佢话到，当呢一班嘅人，呢啲嘅人，佢哋嘅人性都大家都喺上面咧系咁唔相容嘅人，佢哋居然可以聚埋一齐嚟到去赞美神嘅时候，咁呢一个唔俾人肉眼可以睇到嘅神咧，就可以让人嚟到去见到啦。
Because it's God alone who can bring a broken world together under one head, Jesus Christ.
因为唯有神，佢可以喺耶稣基里边将呢一个破碎嘅世界嚟到去摆埋一齐。
And God is praised by people together who are very different, different culturally, different races, when they are brought together, united in Christ.
咁当一啲嘅人，佢哋喺文化上面、喺种族上面系好唔同嘅，但佢哋能够喺耶稣基督里边去摆埋一齐嘅时候，神系被得着赞美。
And this only happens by grasping personally God's merciful grace.
咁呢啲事点样可以发生咧？就系唯有咧，每一个嘅人，佢哋好亲身嘅都能够去被耶被神佢嗰个嘅恩典，佢嗰个怜悯嚟到捉住。
And this is what Paul's great prayer is about. In fact, that's his aim for writing this letter.
这个就是保罗他那个的最大的祷告，也都是他写这个书信的目的。
Unity in Jesus Christ fulfills the promise of God.
他说到在耶稣基督里面的合一，就是可以成就了神那个的应许。
And of course, because of time, we couldn't print out chapter 15, 7 through 13, but we do have verse 7, and if you don't mind, if you could shine up 15:7, so you could see at least the beginning of this unity in Christ. He says, accept one another. Then therefore, just as Christ accepted you in order to bring praise to God.
就好像我们在第十五章的第七节那里去看到一个例子，那个的合一，他说，所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
This aim of glorifying God by heartfelt family welcome in the church is central to what Paul is getting at in the letter.
他说荣耀神的这个的目标呢，可以是藉着我们用从心里面去那个的，在神的家里面从心里面发出的彼此接纳。
Don't misunderstand what he's saying. He's not saying just have a praise meeting. He's not just saying meet in order to sing together.
他不是说只是要有一个赞美的聚会，只是要大家聚在一起就去唱赞美诗。
Paul's getting at something much profounder, much deeper.
保罗在这里要讲的是一个更深的一个层面。
Slide 2. When incompatible people actually do welcome one another and love one another sincerely, they prove a truth.
当一些很不同或者是很大家都不是很相容的人，他们能够走在一起，他们能够可以彼此的接纳，他们能够可以很真诚的彼此相爱的时候，他们就可以证实到这个真理。
And what truth do they prove?
他们证实到一个什么真理呢？
God's King is bringing together the world under his rule.
神这个的君王，他可以在他的统治之下将这个世界摆在一起。
Just as the text says, Christ accepted you.
就好像基督接纳你们一样。
See, when that happens, their welcome for one another brings glory and praise to God.
他说当我们能够彼此接纳的时候，就可以去将这个荣耀带到去给神。
And when that begins to happen in a local church, it will be proof that God is doing what he promised to do.
当这样的事情是在一个地方的教会里面去发生的时候，就可以证明到神是怎样的来到去做他所应许的事。
Do you realize what he means?
在这里你看不看到他的意思是什么呢？
This is exactly the opposite what the world says to do.
其实这样的做法也是 跟世界所讲的做法是完全相反的。
The world says, don't make negative evaluations like calling a group weak in faith. That's what Paul did.
咁喺呢度咧，佢话到咧，世界佢会话咧，唔好咧去做一啲好反面嘅一啲嘅判断，就好似话咧，譬如好似某一组嘅人咧，佢哋系软弱嘅。
But don't let the way another person lives hinder the way you want to live. That's what the world tells you daily.
咁亦都咧，呢个世界佢常话俾你听咧，唔好让呢个世界佢咁样嘅做事嘅方式咧，嚟到去阻隔咗咧你想点样过你嘅生活。
The Apostle Paul says the opposite. Apostle Paul says love. He says in love, make negative evaluations, though respectfully.
但系保罗佢话咧喺爱中，我哋可以做一啲负面嘅判断，但系咧我哋系要彼此嘅尊重。
Not looking down your nose at others in some superior way.
唔系咧，好似你自己咧系高高在位嘅咁样去睇唔起一啲嘅人。
Make those negative evaluations, but then adjust your life in all kinds of ways in order to have relationships with people who are different from you.
你可以有一啲负面嘅判断，但系咧你要点样嘅去调节你自己嘅生活或者做事嘅方式，以致你可以同一啲咧同你唔同嘅人咧可以能够建立一个嘅关系。
For example, he says in Romans 14 verse 20, don't do something that makes your brother stumble.
譬如好似第十四章嘅第二十节咁讲，佢话唔好做一啲嘅嘢咧，系叫人哋咧嚟到去跌倒。
Now some people over the years have said, what that means is don't do anything that offends or upsets anyone.
咁有啲人咧，佢就话哦，咁即系话咧，我哋唔好做一啲嘅嘢咧，系去得罪人或者系咧叫人哋唔开心。
But that's not what Paul means because how can you call someone weak in faith without upsetting them?
但系咧，保罗系喺呢度讲咧，唔系咁嘅意思，因为佢话如果你当话有一啲嘅人喺信心里边软弱嘅时候，咁嗰个人点会唔开心咧？
Because that's what Paul is doing. Paul is calling. He's calling Christians who insist to continue to follow the Old Testament clean food laws as what? Weak in faith.
因为喺呢度，保罗佢话到嗰啲咧跟住旧约去守呢啲食物嘅洁净嘅礼仪嘅啲人，佢哋喺佢哋嘅信心里边系软弱嘅。
How can you make a negative evaluation without upsetting them?
咁如果保罗系咁样嘅嚟去判断呢啲人嘅时候，咁佢咁样做法点解唔会令到呢啲人嚟到去唔开心咧
？So don't do something that makes your brother stumble doesn't mean don't do anything that offends or upsets them。
佢呢度话唔好叫你嘅弟兄跌倒或者其他人嘅跌倒，唔系话咧你做一啲嘢咧唔可以去得罪佢哋或者叫佢哋唔开心。
But what it really means is essentially you must be careful what you say。
喺呢度所讲嘅就系话到咧，你系要去好小心你讲嘅嘢。
You must be careful how you live。
你要好小心嘅，你点样过你嘅生活
？You must make adjustments in your life。
你要喺你嘅生活里边嚟到去调节你自己。
You must refrain from things that ordinarily you would like to do。
你要咧喺你咧平时中意自己中意做嘅嘢嗰度咧，你要有一个嘅节制。
You do that out of love, right? So as not to mislead or confuse people you're trying to relate to。
你要咧出于爱心嘅嚟去做呢啲嘅嘢，以致咧你想当你想去同呢啲人去相处嘅时候，你唔会误导呢一啲嘅人，或者系令到佢哋困扰。
God through the Apostle Paul is saying you have to do that in order to relate well. Relate well to those who are different culturally from you.
他说你要这样做，以致你能够跟一些在文化上面跟你不同的人都可以相处。
Relate well to those who don't have your belief system.
跟这些跟你有一个不同信仰的人都可以有一个好的关系。
Doug Moo, a professor at Wheaton College,wrote a great commentary on the Epistle to the Romans.
Doug Moo, he is a Wheaton 神学院的一个教授，咁佢咧就系写咗罗马书嘅一个嘅注释。
He's a New Testament professor. He comments on chapter 15, verse 1, he's commenting on the phrase, "We who are strong ought to bear the failings of the weak."
咁佢喺呢一度十五章嘅第一节嗰度，佢讲到咧，佢话。我们坚固的人应当担待不坚固人的软弱。
That's exactly the opposite of what the world says, modern individualism.
咁喺呢度咧，同其實咧，現代嘅嘅思想，佢所講嘅嘢，呢個世界所講嘅嘢咧，係好唔同。
Again, Romans 15:1, we who are strong ought to bear with the failings of the weak.
佢話堅固嘅人應當擔負不堅固人嘅軟弱。
That text doesn't say no negative evaluation.
咁喺呢度，佢冇講到話咧，我哋唔可以做一啲負面嘅判斷。
The text doesn't say, but live the way you want to live.
佢冇話到咧，你過你自己中意過嘅生活。
No, it says make lovingly negative evaluations and then change your life in order to have relationships with people who are different from you.
佢喺呢度佢講到啊，冇錯，你會係可以做一啲好似係負面嘅判斷，但係咧你要點樣去改變你嘅生活，以致你能夠同一啲同你好唔同嘅人咧？去生活，去相處。
See, Paul's not urging the strong in faith simply to bear with or to tolerate those who are weak, who have, you know, these hang-ups, who have these scruples.
咁佢喺呢度咧，保罗唔系咧去催逼嗰啲坚固人话咧，我你就系咧要去担待，要去忍受啊，要去去容忍呢一啲软弱嘅人或者佢哋嘅麻烦。
If you're a Christian, Paul is calling you to sympathetically enter into the attitudes of the weak in faith.
保罗佢喺度系叫我哋咧，系话我哋要存住一个有怜悯嘅心，真系深深嘅进入到呢一啲软弱嘅人，去睇佢哋个态度系点。
As Doug Moo puts it, refrain from criticizing and judging them, and do what love would require towards them.
佢话咧要避免咧去批评或者去判断佢哋。反之咧，係要去做一啲嘅嘢，就係話到要有啲咩愛心嚟到去同佢哋去相處。
Now what Paul is imploring us is remarkable. You know why? You know why it's amazing?
喺呢個保羅其實叫我哋做嘅係好令我哋好詫異嘅。
Because Paul believes the weak in faith have wrong beliefs.
因為喺呢度咧，好似佢覺得咧呢啲軟弱嘅人，佢哋有一啲錯誤嘅佢哋所信嘅有啲嘅錯誤。
Paul's not saying adopt their wrong beliefs.
喺呢度，保罗佢唔系话咧呢啲软弱嘅人，佢哋有啲错误嘅佢哋所信嘅嘢系错误嘅时候，我哋咧去接受呢一啲嘅嘢。
He's saying relate closely so that you make every effort to see their side of things, get into their shoes, see their perspective of things.
反之，保罗佢话咧，你要同呢啲嘅人咧更加嘅去去有一个密切嘅相处。以致咧，你能够咧睇到佢哋点样去睇呢啲嘅事。
Make the time to understand why they believe what they do。
佢话咧，你要花啲嘅时间嚟到去明白点解佢哋咁样嘅去相信呢啲嘅嘢。
See the advantages and strengths of their position。
咁去睇下究竟喺佢哋嘅位置里边嘅时候，佢哋睇到有咩好处，佢哋有咩嘅强处。
And Paul saying, I want you to do everything you possibly can to do that。
喺度，保罗话：我希望咧，你哋能够尽你哋嘅能力嚟到去做
，except completely agree with their wrong beliefs。
唯一嘅就系咧，喺佢哋错误嘅佢哋所信错误嘅嘢上面咧，系同佢哋系唔好同意。
Or to summarize, be patient with them, try to understand, and if you're misconstrued, it's okay。
咁喺度佢话，即系话咧，你要对佢哋咧，能够要有呢个嘅忍耐。纵然你可能咧会被误解
，See the application of that truth is pretty amazing。
咁如果你要咁样应用嘅时候咧，其实咧都对我哋嚟讲咧都好诧异嘅。
Let me flush that out for you. Why do you think we tend to naturally gather and hang out with those like us？
因为你可以谂下嘅时候，其实如果我哋同人哋一齐嘅去相处嘅时候，我哋好中意咧同一啲咧同我哋自己好相似嘅人一齐。
Why do we socialize, hang out？With people of the same race, the same background, the same culture.
咁我哋好中意咧，同埋一啲人，系同我哋嘅背景好似嘅，譬如好似同我哋嘅种族啊，或者同我哋嘅背景、同我哋嘅文化好似嘅人一齐嘅嚟到去玩。
Well, the answer is obvious. It's so much easier, right? So much easier.
嗰个答案好容易，点解咧？因为咁样系容易好多咯。
Because those like you get it. They get what you're about.
因为同你相似嘅人咧，佢会明白你所讲嘅嘢。
And as soon as you go out of that circle, right away, the self-justifying natural gravity of the heart wants to stick around people like yourself.
因为当如果你不在这个圈子以外的时候，在这个圈子外的人的时候，你就会发觉呢，其实呢你很容易呢你都会去想去黏回一些是跟自己相处的人。
It's easier to do that, right? Because they support all your foibles and your prejudices, right?
因为呢你会觉得呢跟你相处的人呢他会呢去支持你喜欢的东西、啊、或者是你的看法。
Because you naturally gravitate towards those who support all your little ways of thinking and doing.
因为很多时候我们就会同埋喜欢同埋倾向于呢喜欢同埋一班的人呢，那些人呢都喜欢支持你所做事的方式啊，或者是你的想法。
Right, if, when you're hanging out with people that are similar to you culturally, you don't have to be guarded, right? Guard what you say, because most likely you won't be misunderstood.
咁你好喜欢呢，如果同你一啲呢是文化上面好相似的人的时候呢，你就会觉得呢、啊、你不需要呢咁戒心、啊、因为呢你口里面所讲的嘢呢佢哋都会明白、啊。
Because most of your mannerisms, most of your sayings, most of what you say and do isn't offensive, because it's the same culture.
因为大家呢都同一个文化的时候呢，你就会知道呢、啊、你讲嘢的方式啊，或者你处事的态度呢，你都不会容易的去得罪咗呢啲人。
But it's much different.When you get outside that circle, right?
但是呢，当如果在这个圈子以外的时候呢，你就会觉得呢，就会不同了，不是那么容易了。
Then you have to be aware, be careful not to offend.
你呢，就会呢，可能呢，更加要很小心，很介意，很介心呢，就是不要去得罪到，这些不同你，不同你不同的人。
That makes you a better listener.
其实这样的时候呢，可能呢，你就要更加的去小心的去聆听。
But we don't want to do that. We don't want to do that.
但很多时候我们都不想这样做。
Because it doesn't come naturally for us to befriend people who are different than us.
因为呢，去同一些呢，同我们不同的人去做朋友的时候呢，对于我们来讲呢，不是来得那么容易。
But here's the problem with that. You'll never know Jesus well without that friction. You won't know him well.
但是呢，如果呢你不是这样做的时候呢，你就好像呢不是真的那么认识耶稣基督了。
You'll never understand the gospel in a more deeper way.
那你也在福音那里，你不可以呢更加的去深的来去明白这个福音。
In order to grow, you're going to have to make space for people that are different from you in your life.
如果你要成长的时候呢，你就要在你的生命里面呢，都为这些呢跟你不同的人呢去预留多一点的空间。
People of different races, of different nationalities, of different belief systems,
一些不同种族、不同国籍或者是不同信仰背景的人。
And we went over that already 2 weeks ago.
那在两个星期之前我也都讲过。
But I know some of you weren't here, so I just got to briefly summarize that, and that's on slide 5.
咁有啲人可能上兩個禮拜唔喺度，咁我而家為到我上次所講嘅有一個嘅總結。
And what I basically said 2 weeks ago was this: our cultural differences are maybe one of the main problems we have in the church and in our world.
咁我上兩個禮拜我曾經講過，佢話咧，我哋喺文化上面嘅唔同咧，可能咧就係今日我哋喺我哋嘅世界或者喺我哋嘅教會裏邊咧一個最大嘅問題。
But they're also the solution.
但是呢也是那个解决的方法。
Because only together will we grasp more fully what the kingdom of God is about.
因为呢唯有呢就是我们当我们聚在一起的时候，我们才可以捉到神的国那个的完全。
Only together will we be able to know who Jesus is and glorify God better.
唯有呢我们能够聚在一起的时候，我们才会看到呢神那个荣耀和耶稣基督是哪一个。
So let me ask you,How do you deal with the cultural differences now?
咁現在我哋點樣嘅嚟到去處理呢個我哋文化上面嘅唔同呢？
Well, Paul gives us some advice. He first he tells us what not to do.
咁咧，保羅俾咗我哋一啲嘅忠告。首先，佢話俾我哋聽咧，唔好做啲咩嘢。
And what Paul says not to do is what the world tells you to do.
佢話唔好做呢個世界話俾你聽要點樣做。
You hear all these voices every day. The modern world says everyone has the truth.
今日现代嘅社会里边，佢常同我哋讲，佢话每一个人都有嗰个真理。
You know, be broad-minded, not narrow-minded.
佢话咧，你要个心胸咧要广阔啲，唔好咁狭窄。
The The world says, don't say you can't eat that meat. I'm the only one who has the right position. That's narrow-minded.
他說這個世界不要說,就說你不能夠吃這些東西,我才是唯一那個是對的。
And the narrow-minded would say, only people with our point of view are right.
這些心胸狹窄的人就說,唯有好像跟我們一樣的看法的人,這些人才是對的。
And in response to that, the broad-minded people would say, well, look, if you don't want to eat that meat, you don't have to, but I can eat that meat.
那些心胸廣闊的人就說,如果你不想吃這些肉的時候,你可以不要吃,不過我就會吃。
So both of our positions are right.
所以你的想法和我的想法,我們都是對的。
You see the tension? One group says, only one of us is right.
所以一組的人他說,我們之中唯有一個才是對的。
And then on the other hand, the other group says, no, we're both right.
第二組的人他就說,不是,是雙方都是對的。
And so the modern world believes the solution to narrow-mindedness is what? Be broad-minded.
所以在這個現代的世界裡面,他們相信 對於一個心胸狹窄的人的想法,解決的方法就是你要將你的心胸擴闊。
And in the conflict case studies in Corinth and in Rome in the Bible, the strong, the people with the proper grasp of the gospel believe both positions were right.
所以在哥林多和在羅馬的時候,那裡所說的這些堅固的人,他們就說他們可以捉到這個福音,他們相信這兩個說法都是對的。
The people that Paul labeled the strong in faith, they were the ones who were more broad-minded than the narrow-minded people.
在這裏保羅所說的堅固的人,就是在這裏說到那些心胸廣闊一點,比這些狹窄的人的想法是廣闊一點的人。
But Paul is pointing out the world solution, which world believes broad-mindedness per se is the solution, is wrong.
但保羅在這裏說到,他說這個世界所看到的話,這些人,他們的心胸看的東西是闊一點的,其實這些人 就是那個解決的辦法,這個看法是錯的。
And as Beth, if you could slide up slide 6, the world says the only way we're going to have peace in this world and get along is we all agree that nobody, no one has the truth.
這個世界也說,如果我們要這個世界和平,大家都可以好好的相處,我們每一個人都要同意的就是,沒有人有這個真理。
That's what the world says constantly, every day, all the positions are right.
在這裏這樣說的時候,無論你採取一個什麼位置,你都是對的。
And when I say that, that means everyone's morality is right.
即是說每一個人的道德都是對的。
Everyone's beliefs are right.
你每一個人所信的東西都是對的。
And we're only going to have peace if you admit that everyone has the truth, everyone is right.
他說這個世界就會太平了,如果我們每一個人都承認,我們每一個人都有 有自己的真理。
Right, the homosexual is right.
這些同性戀的人是對的。
Right? Anybody has the truth. That's what the world says. That's the world solution. But Paul says that's wrong.
這個世界解決的方法就是每一個人都有你自己的真理。 那時候就可以解決了。但保羅說這個解決的方法是錯的。
All through Romans 14 and 15, and in 1 Corinthians 8, he criticizes who? The strong in faith he criticizes.
所以保羅在羅馬書的第14、15章和哥林多前書的第8章裏面,他去批判到這些所謂之說在信心裏面是堅固的人。
He criticizes, he exhorts. Virtually everything he says is against who? The strong in faith. Why?
在這裏其實保羅他在批判的,以及在這裏要去嘗試勉勵他們的,就是說實際上這些所謂堅固的人他們所說的東西,都是他們去針對他們的。
The answer is in the text, Romans 14:3.
為什麼呢?譬如在經文14章第3節那裏說,
He says there, the man who eats everything must not look down on him who does not. And the man who does not eat everything must not condemn the man who does.
在第三节那里他说吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人。
Now why would Paul say that?
为什么保罗要这么说呢？
They were both happening, right?
因为两件的事情都是发生着。
Being broad-minded is absolutely no help in a situation.
因为就算你你的心胸是怎么广阔都好，去看这件事，你不会帮到什么东
西。 The narrow-minded people look down on the broad-minded people.
这个心胸狭窄的人，他看不起这些心胸广阔的人。
And the broad-minded people look down their noses at such of those narrow-minded people.
咁另外嘅組嘅人一樣，佢哋雖然佢哋睇嘢好似係好，佢哋嘅心胸闊一啲，但係佢哋又睇唔起啲狹窄嘅人。
And therefore, Paul in Romans 14:30 saying, therefore, being broad-minded, believing all the positions are right, is no solution to the problem.
所以佢話到啦，嗰啲如果係去接納所有呢啲嘢嘅人，佢哋雖然佢哋好似咁樣諗話，所有無論你點樣睇嘅睇法都係啱嘅時候，佢哋都唔會帶到一個咩解決嘅方法出嚟。
Just listen to the media today.Just turn on the radio, turn on the television, you know, listen to some podcast, open up the media and read something in the media. What's the world saying?
就好像今天当我们去看见或者去听到传媒里面所讲的东西的时候，我们听到什么呢？
Often they say, if you think you have the truth, you're narrow-minded.
那他很多时候都会讲，他说，如果你以为你有那，你知道那些东西是真，是一个真理的时候呢，那你就很狭窄了。
And then the world goes on and says the only way we're going to live at peace is that if we admit nobody has the truth.
咁然後咧，可能你又聽見另外啲傳媒佢講咧，佢就話到啦：我哋今日點樣可以能夠和平嘅相處嘅時候，就係我哋承認我哋冇人係有呢個嘅真理，冇人係啱曬嘅。
But did you know that that premise, nobody has the truth, is a very particular cultural point of view?
但你知唔知道，如果我哋讲到话啊，冇人系有呢一个嘅完全系一个真理嘅时候咧，系基本上咧系我哋系讲喺文化上面咧系一个文化嘅观点。
It's saying every individual has the right to choose what's right or wrong for him or her。
咁喺度讲嘅就话每一个嘅个人咧，佢哋都好似有呢个权利嚟到去选择乜嘢系对，乜嘢系错。
That's a particular Northern European cultural view.
这个其实呢就是北欧的一人很多时的想法。
The world says what you do, what you believe, what you say is your business.
这个世界说呢，你无论做什么事，你信什么，你讲什么，这个是你的事。
The world says I won't say or evaluate that unless those things hinder my way.Living, then I'll speak up.
我唔会讲啲咩嘢，或者我唔会咧点样嘅去判断你，除非咧你所做嘅嘢咧系去妨碍到我嘅生活方式。
But that's not tolerance.
但系呢一个唔系一个嘅容忍接纳。
That's a form of Western expressive individualism.
而呢一个咧，就好似系一个西方佢嗰个个人主义表达出嚟嘅一个嘅方式。
It's a cultural viewpoint.
这个是一个文化上面的观点。
It's saying, I'm not going to make any negative evaluations.
在这里好像说呢，就我不会呢给你有什么负面的判语。
But I'm also not going to let you hinder the way I want to live.
但呢，我也不会让你呢来到 去妨碍了呢我想怎样过生活。
But Paul, God through Paul calls every Christian who understands the gospel to the exact opposite of that.
但是呢，保罗去叫所有的基督徒呢，去明白福音呢，是其实跟这些这样的讲法呢，是完全刚刚相反的。
Do you remember what he says in 15:1? Accept the weak in faith. Accept the weak in faith.
譬如好像第15章的第一节那里他讲什么？他说他要接纳那些软弱的人。
The word weak is evaluative. It's negative. It's a negative evaluation.
这个软弱这个字是一个好像很负面的一个的评价。
He's calling people of the faith weak.
他说到这些人在他的信心里面软弱的。
That means he's saying you're wrong. You're in error. He's making a negative evaluation.
那他就好像说，他这些人是错误的，好像他做着对这些人有一个负面的评价。
But then just as important, he says in the text,at the beginning of 14 and at the end of 15:7, accept.
但係咧，佢雖然係有呢咁嘅負面嘅評價，但係佢喺度佢講到一樣嘢，佢話要接納。
And accept word is a very critical word to understand the passage.
呢個接納呢個字係當你要去明瞭呢一段嘅經文裏邊係好重要嘅。
Accept means in Koine Greek to draw in. The original word means to draw in, to open up your circle, to be welcoming.
呢個喺希臘裏邊呢一個接納嘅呢個字咧，即係話咧要將佢哋吸入過嚟，要去打將你個圈子打開，嚟到去歡迎佢哋。
That Greek word translated accept means to open up your arms, welcome people.
呢個希臘嘅文嘅字嘅意思嘅時候，就好似話咧，你要張開你嘅手臂嚟到去歡迎呢啲嘅人。
Adjust your life,
去調節你嘅
生命。Make those changes in order to have a relationship with someone who is culturally different from you, who has different beliefs than you.
佢話咧，你要去調節你自己嘅生活。以致去做一啲嘅改變，以致咧你能夠可以同一啲咧同你喺文化上邊或者同你喺信仰上邊唔同嘅人咧，嚟到去建立一個關係。
That means also people with different theological differences too。
呢個亦都講到就係好似同你譬如喺神學上面係好唔同睇法唔同嘅人。
Charismatic Christians are your brothers and sisters of the faith too if they follow Jesus。
就好似一啲好靈恩派嘅一啲嘅基督徒，咁如果佢哋係相信耶穌基督嘅時候，佢都係你嘅弟兄姊妹。
Maybe you're a Reformed Presbyterian. Maybe you think charismatic Christians are crazy.
或者你當你係長老會嘅信徒嘅時候，可能你會見到咧，佢哋呢啲咁靈恩嘅信徒，你會覺得佢哋好似發曬癲咁樣。
But what should you do according to the Apostle Paul here in this text?
但係保羅佢喺呢一段嘅經文裏邊，佢講咩
？Do you just stay away from them？
係咪你就話咧，同呢啲嘅人嘅嚟去隔離咧
？Most likely they're not go. They don't go to the same church, but do you just stay away from each other？
咁你好可能咧，大家咧都唔會去同一間嘅教會裏邊，但係你係咪會避開呢啲嘅人咧
？You don't hang out with them。
唔同佢哋一齊啊
？You don't go out with a drink with them because maybe they don't drink。
你唔會同埋佢哋一齊出去嘅飲嘢，因為可能佢哋唔會飲嘅。
Then what are you gonna do？
咁你會點做咧
？You just stay away，
係咪同佢哋分開咧
？Paul says make your negative evaluations respectfully, lovingly。
保羅佢話你要係用存在一個好尊重同埋有愛心嘅嚟到去做一啲嘅評價。
Make the time to talk over your differences，
花啲嘅時間去大家去討論嗰個嘅唔同。
Don't say what the world says. Oh, everybody's right。
唔好淨係好似呢個世界咁講話，哦，個個人都啱嘅。
Because Paul says that's silly.
保罗话你咁样讲嘅时候系好愚蠢。
Adjust your life, accept, make space for someone different than you in your life.
保罗佢话到你要去调节你自己嘅生命，喺你嘅生命里边去为到呢啲同你唔同嘅人去有一啲嘅空间俾佢哋。
I don't know if you noticed in chapter 15 verses 1 to 2, Paul's not just saying this to people within the church.
在十五章的第一節那裡，保羅他不是其實只是跟講到說在教會裡面的人。
If you look carefully at Romans 15 verses 1 and 2, he's talking about brothers and sisters, right? He said do this with your brothers and sisters, but he's also saying do this with your neighbors.
在第十五章第一、第二節那裡，你會看到他講的，沒錯，他說是同埋你喺主里边嘅弟兄姊妹，但系其实佢亦都提到一样嘢，同埋你嘅邻舍。
And in the Bible, the difference between a neighbor and a brother or sister of the faith is what? Someone who doesn't have the same belief in Jesus Christ as you do.
咁喺圣经里边咧，当佢讲到咧，弟兄姊妹同邻舍嘅时候，嗰个唔同嘅就系咧，大家喺基督里边有一个唔同嘅信仰。
Suppose saying you even ought to be welcoming to your neighbor too.
咁係話到咧，你應該要去接納你嘅鄰舍。
See how different that is to the secular world.
你睇唔睇見同世俗嘅世界所講嘅嘢幾唔同咧
？The secular world says be tolerant on our terms.
呢個世界佢會話嘅就話喺你自己嘅條款限制裏邊，我哋嚟到去包容，去寬容。
The secular world tells you if you're tolerant, if you have our view of truth and morality, then we will embrace you as a civilized and enlightened person.
咁佢話咧，如果你咧係去寬容我哋，如果你咧有好似我哋咁樣嘅 所信的东西和我们的道德观的时候呢，我们就会领受你呢是跟我们一起是、你是文明的和是开明的。
But Christianity says what? You just have to be breathing. Just have to be alive and I'll welcome you.
但是基督教他不是说，他说只要你是有生命的话呢，我们都去接纳你。
And I'll make the effort to welcome you even when it's not easy for me.
纵然可能呢对我来讲是不容易的去做，但是我都会尽力的来到去接纳。
And so where do you get the strength and the power to do that?
咁我哋点样能够有呢个能力同埋呢个力量嚟到咁样做呢？
Well, Paul makes it clear in verses 15:4-7, the answer, it's through future hope.
保罗呢度佢喺第十五章嘅第四至第七节嗰个，佢讲到佢话系乜嘢？系因为我哋喺我哋有一个嘅盼望嘅将来。
Romans 15:4-7，
十五章四至七节。
He gives the answer right here. Hope. Paul says, "For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope." May the God who gives endurance and encouragement give you a spirit of unity among yourselves as you follow Christ Jesus, so that with one heart and mouth you may glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. Accept one another, then, just as Christ accepted you, in order to bring praise to God.
第四节第七节第十五章嗰度咁讲，从前所写的圣经都是为教训我们写的，叫我们因圣经所生的忍耐和安慰可以得着盼望。但愿赐忍耐安慰的神，叫你们彼此同心，效法基督耶稣，一心一口荣耀神，我们主耶稣基督的父。所以你们要彼此接纳，如同基督接纳你们一样，使荣耀归于神。
Christian biblical hope is very different than the world's kind of hope.
基督徒在圣经里面所有的盼望和世界的盼望很不同。
The world places its hope in what? Human goodness.
这个世界将盼望放在人的善良那里。
The world bases its hope on technology.
或者这个世界将盼望放在科技那里。
The world bases its hope on science, education, human reason.
或者是放在科学、教育或者是人的一些的原因上面。
In contrast to that, the Christian's hope is what? The kingdom of God.
但是基督徒他那个盼望就是神的国。
That's how Paul puts it here.
保罗就在这里这么
说。Because the kingdom of God is different.
他说神的国是不同的。
The kingdom of God on the one hand is more than optimistic hope, than the hope in human nature.
他说神的国是超越了只是说在看人那一个好像很乐观的一个的盼望去看人。
And that's so because Christian hope is saying what? Someday, God is going to right all wrong.
基督徒的盼望就是说有一天神他会来到去纠正这些的错误。
There's going to be justice. God will make sure of that.
神会去将这个公义公平带到来。
And the Christian hope is we know we're heading that way. We're heading to victory over sin, death, and hell.
基督徒我们知道我们朝向的就是说到我们将会是胜过罪、死亡和这个的地狱。
You see, you need the kingdom of God hope kind of hope to live life as you ought to live today.
我们需要有这个神这个国的这个盼望来到去过我们今天的生活。
Because this kingdom of God hope is more realistic than the world's kind of hope.
因为这个神的国的盼望是比现今这个世界的盼望是更加的实在切实。
And do you know why it's more realistic?
你知不知道有什么东西是更加的切实的呢？
Because it says that only through divine intervention against human sin will you have hope.
在这里因为他讲到他就说唯有是神他那个神亲自的来到去介入来到去针对人的罪才可以带给我们有这个的盼望。
That's what God did, right? He incarnated. Jesus came. Jesus left the glory of heaven to come here.
这个就是耶稣基督所做的，他就是道成了肉身，来到我们当中。
Intervened into to solve our sin problem, right?
介入到喺我哋当中嚟到去解决我哋罪嘅嗰个嘅问题。
That's a lot different than the secular kind of hope.
呢个同世俗嘅嗰个嘅盼望系好唔同嘅。
Secular worldview hope is if you work hard enough, somehow we're going to make it. We'll bring in justice.
呢个世界嘅盼望佢就系话咧，如果我哋有足够嘅努力嘅时候咧，我哋就可以咧带嚟呢一个嘅公平。
There's also a religious kind of hope too, a religious person's hope.If I'm good enough, God's going to accept me.
咁甚至咧喺一啲嘅宗教上面咧，有啲人咧都用宗教嚟带俾佢哋一个盼望，就系话到，如果我做得好嘅时候咧，或者神咧就会接纳我。
But here's the problem.
但系个问题系
with those two kinds of hope.
如果我呢两类嘅盼望有一个嘅问题
，You're not really sure. You're not really sure that God loves you.
如果你係有頭先所講嗰兩種嘅盼望嘅時候，就係你喺呢度，你唔可以肯定嘅就係神愛你。
You're not absolutely certain about future love。
你唔可以絕對好肯定嘅就話到神呢一個將來嘅愛。
You gotta convince yourself of that。
你要去說服你自己。
And you're working towards convincing yourself of that。
你就好努力嘅嚟到去嘗試說服自己。
I gotta be more moral.
我要更加嘅做一个好人，有道德嘅人。
And when I am more moral, I look down at people who are immoral.
咁当我咧系一个好好道德嘅人嘅时候咧，我就会睇唔起嗰啲咧冇道德嘅人。
So you gotta do that because you're getting your significance, your identity in life by being moral.
因为你唯有系觉得自己成为一个有道德的人的时候，你才看到你自己是一个有价值、有意义的人。
Or maybe you're a liberal type person. You convince yourself, oh, you're okay. I'm open-minded.
又或者如果你是一个很开放的人的时候，你就会说，我没问题的，我是很心胸广阔的。
I work hard. I try my best to for the rights of all kinds of people.
咁我好努力嘅，我为到所有嘅人，唔同嘅人咧，佢哋嗰个嘅权益嚟到去着想。
And if you do that, then you have to look down your nose at the bigots, right?
咁当你咁样做嘅时候咧，你就对一啲咧好独断独行嘅人咧，你好似咧睇唔起佢哋啦。
Because you got to get your sense of significance, your worth, out of being open-minded.
因为咧，你会觉得咧，你就要透过咧，你一个系成为一个好心胸广阔去接纳所有人嘅人，嚟到去喺里边嚟到去揾你自己嗰个嘅价值同埋意义。
You have to hope and trust in the person and work of Jesus Christ.
但系如果你系有呢个盼望同埋相信耶稣基督同埋佢为你所做嘅嘢
，Jesus adjusted his life for you. Did you know that?
你知唔知道耶稣基督佢去调节佢自己嘅生命嚟到去为我哋
？You know what Jesus did? He makes an accurate negative evaluation of you. You are a sinner.
耶稣基督佢俾我哋有一个负面嘅评价，佢话我哋系一个嘅罪人。
But he doesn't stop there. He makes room. He makes room in his life for you.
但系佢冇就咁喺嗰度停止落嚟，反之佢喺佢嘅生命里边。为我哋留下呢啲嘅空间。
He sacrifices himself so that you could be with him.
佢将佢自己成为呢个祭嚟到牺牲咗佢，以致我哋可以同佢一齐。
And when you see that,
当我哋体验咁
，by faith, you will know that he loves you.
咁如果我哋用信心嘅嚟到去睇见呢样嘅时候，我哋会知道耶稣基督系爱我哋。
And that kind of hope will give you.The endurance to run the race to the finish line.
咁系有呢一个嘅盼望，可以俾我哋能够忍耐，直至到我哋去走完我哋要走嘅嗰场嘅赛跑。
And only that kind of hope will enable you to relate to people that are different from you.
亦都系唯有系呢一种嘅盼望，先可以叫我哋咧系同一啲同我哋好唔同嘅人咧。来到去相处和建立关系。
Because when Jesus died on the cross, he was making a negative evaluation.
耶稣基督他死在十字架上面，他是做了这个负面的评价。
He was saying, you, believer, you're spiritually weak.
他说，你们这些信徒，你们在灵里面是软弱的。
But at the same time, he makes space for us in his life.
但係亦都同樣嘅就係佢喺佢嘅生命裏邊俾一啲空間我哋。
Because he was sacrificing himself so that we could be with him.
佢為到我哋嚟到去獻上佢自己，以致我哋可以同佢一齊。
See, only Christian hope will give you that realism, that freedom, that certainty.
唯有呢一個喺基督裏邊嘅盼望，先可以俾我哋睇到一個嘅真實性。
See, in him you can be welcoming.
在耶稣基督里面，我们可以去接纳。
Father, we thank you for your word, and we thank you, Lord, for your future hope for the Christian.
天父，多谢你的话语，还有你给我们，我们将来有的盼望。
I pray, Lord, that no one here would be deceived in thinking as the world bombards us with with their tolerant, so-called tolerant viewpoint.
神啊，我去祈求嘅就我哋在座中，我哋都唔会俾呢个世界嚟到去欺骗咗我哋，话我哋要点样嘅去接纳宽容。
I pray that we take seriously your call to welcome all.
神啊，求你神你帮助我哋去好严肃嘅嚟到去睇到你点样嘅嚟到去接纳每一位。
And to make room.In our lives, for those who are different than us.
同埋喺我哋嘅生命里边，我哋真系可以俾一啲嘅空间，让一啲同我哋唔同嘅人嚟到入到我哋生命里边。
To seek to understand those who differ from us and their viewpoints.
寻求嗰啲同我哋观点唔同嘅人，去明白佢哋。
And to gain a hearing for the good news.
嚟到去叫佢哋可以听到呢个福音。
That Christ made room.For us,
就是耶稣基督，佢都为我哋嚟到去，俾我哋可以进到去里边。
That he was critical of us because we are wayward.
冇错，耶稣基督佢都去批判我哋，话我哋系离开佢。
But nevertheless, he does open his arms and welcomes us.
但系都张开佢嘅手嚟到去接纳我哋。
Through his life and his death, we can come into your presence.
透过他的生命和他的死，我们可以来到他前面。
And so give us more of that faith and love today.
神啊，今天给我们这个的信心和爱心。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus.
我们奉耶稣基督名求。
And for his honor, amen.
Amen.